Because
any morning, brothers and sisters, peace to y'all.
大家这个礼拜过得好吗?
How's the past week for y'all?
虽然天气有点炎热,
even though the weather was quite hot,
但是我们靠着主的恩典, 都可以平平安地度过。
But by our amazing past grace, we all had a peaceful past week.
我们继续撒母耳记上的信息。
Today we are going to continue to study the first book of Samuel.
从我们刚才读过的撒母耳上的十八章六到九节那边。
We just read the scripture for the book of First Samuel, chapter 18, verse 6 to 9.
我们知道呢，特别是第八节那里呢，我们看见扫罗王他非常非常的生气。
Especially when we read the scripture for the verse 9.King Saul was extremely angry.
为什么他生气了?
Why King Saul was extremely angry?
因为他嫉妒大卫。
Because King Saul was extremely jealous of David.
那他为什么会嫉妒大卫呢?
Why Saul was extremely jealous of David?
就是因为他把自己和别人去做比较。
Because he compared himself with another person.
我们知道当时的老百姓是完全无心的。
Because we know at that time, the people in the town, they did not mean anything.
上个主任我们讲过呢，大卫凭着他对神的信心和勇气呢，就把这个巨人哥利亚给打死了。
Last week, we studied the scripture in 1 Samuel. By the great faith and the trust in God, David fought and conquered and win the victory with, toward the giant Goliath.
所以我们看见老百姓喜欢大卫呢，是因为他打败了非利士人嘛。
The people in the town so loved David. That's because David conquered the giant Goliath.
所以老百姓自然很喜欢大卫啊。
Of course, David was beloved by all the people in town.
所以这个他们回来的时候呢，老百姓就夹道欢呼。
Of course, when they came back, returning, all the people line up on the street and singing and dancing.
然后呢，他们就说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死多少？
万万。
万万。
The people in town keep singing and dancing and shouted out, King Saul killed thousands and thousands, but David killed tens of thousands.
说者无意，听者有心。
The people who shouted out, they didn't really mean to upset King Saul, but King Saul was very upset.
这个扫罗王听见这样的话，他心里面就很不舒服了。
When King Saul heard the shout out by his people, he was just extremely upset.
因为这个大卫这么受到老百姓的这个爱戴。
Because David was so beloved by his people.
所以扫罗王呢，他这个嫉妒之心呢，就油然升起。
Therefore, King Saul was extremely jealous of David, and he kept close eye on David.
扫罗王就在想，只差没有把王位给大卫了。
King Saul thought, "Well, the only thing I didn't give to David is this kingdom."
所以从那一天开始呢，扫罗王就怒视大卫。
Therefore, from that on.King Saul kept a close eye on David.
怒视的意思就是表明了扫罗王把大卫当作眼中钉。
Well, King Saul kept a close eye on David. That means King Saul was just upset with David, was extremely unhappy with David.
那这一切的都是因为嫉妒而来的。
Everything happened is all originated from the jealousy.
我们都知道嫉妒是非常可怕。
When we all know jealousy is extremely scary.
其实嫉妒也是一种罪。
Jealousy is also one of the sins.
所以提醒我们呢，千万不要去和别人比较。
Therefore, we are reminded, please do not compare yourself with other people.
我们的华人成语很好。
We Chinese have an old saying.
人比人怎么样？气死人。
If you keep comparing yourself with other people, you won't feel good. You won't be upset because there will always be somebody better than you.
你看我们的这个古人就教导我们不要去比较。
So our ancestor already told us, please do not compare.
但是很可惜的呢，有的人就是会去喜欢比较。哎呀，谁住的房子大啊？谁开的车子是名牌跑车
？Well, too bad. So many people they just fall into the trap of comparison. They always compare. Oh, who have a bigger house? Who drive much better, good quality, and a famous brand name car?
对于我们作为神的儿女。
But we are the children of God.
如果我们牢记从永恒的角度来看今生的话
，But if we firmly remember, always look at this life from the eternal life of perspective.
你在地上这些物质比来比去，没有任何意义。
It doesn't mean anything when you keep comparing those material asset possessions on earth.
因为物质的东西总有一天都要过去。
Those material possession assets, they will fade.
所以我们一定要养成一个习惯，就是不要去和别人比较物质。
So we need to develop a habit. Please do not compare with other people for the material possession and assets.
还有我们华人呢，也千万不要拿自己的孩子跟别人的孩子比较。
And also as a Chinese, please do not compare your children with other people's children.
因为我们都明白一个道理
，Because we all know a truth，
一山比一山高。
If there's a mountain, it's tall, it's high, there will always be another mountain even taller.
所以你要是比的话，你就比不完嘛。
Well, if you keep comparison, there's no end.
而且比的结果对任何人都没有益处。
What's the result of this comparison? It's not going to be good for anyone.
因为比你孩子差的，你可能会看不起。
Well, if you do this comparison, some kids are not as good as your children. You maybe look down those people.
哎呀，说起来，哎呀，我的孩子念哈佛，我的孩子念 Stanford.
Well, talk about it. My kids go to Harvard. My kids go to Stanford.
啊，那如果人家的小孩子念的学校很差怎么办？
Well, how about other people's children? They don't go to good school like your children go to.
如果你这样子比较呢，一不小心容易引起自己还有自己孩子的骄傲。
If you keep compare like that, very easily you can become very arrogant.
那么如果别人的孩子比你的孩子好呢
？How about if other people's children are doing better than your own children?
你又会数落自己的孩子。
Well, then you won't be happy with your children and keep nagging them.
哎呀，你看隔壁老李，他的孩子怎么可以上这个 Berkeley 啊？
See, look, our neighbor, Mr. Lee, his child goes to University of California in Berkeley.
这样对你的孩子又有一些打击。
Well, then, you are really attacking your children's self-confidence.
也不好。
That's not good either.
所以千万不要拿自己的孩子和别人的孩子去比较。
So please, please, do not compare your children with other people's children.
实在要比的话，跟自己比。
If you really want to compare,Compare yourself with yourself.
我们来问自己，好好问自己两个问题。
You ask yourself two important questions.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
第一个问题就是今天的我是不是比昨天的我更加温柔谦卑
？First, compare yourself to yourself. Today, am I more tender and gentle than when I was yesterday?
明天的我是不是比今天爱主更深
？Tomorrow, will I love our Lord Jesus more than I do today?
当你愿意自己和自己比较的时候，可以激励你更加的爱主。
When you're willing to compare yourself to yourself, that will be a great encouragement to encourage yourself to love our Lord Jesus more.
不要去跟别人比。
Do not compare with other people.
跟自己比。
Compare yourself.
我有没有进步？
Well, am I making the progress?
我的灵命有没有成长
？Is my spiritual life keep growing?
我以前的坏习惯有没有改成好的习惯
？Bad habits, did I turn them into good habits?
当你自己跟自己比的时候，你自己会成长。
When you compare yourself to yourself, you will naturally grow.
我最近看了有关这个仆人领导的这方面的六本书。
Recently, I have read six books.They're about how to be a good, humble servant and develop leadership.
我很喜欢这个学习啊。
Oh, I love to learn and keep learning.
所以师母告诉我说不能再买书了。
My wife told me, said, please quit buying books.
我们家啊，这个教会的办公室不像，我们家大概也有两三千本书。
If you look at my office here in the church, don't even talk about those. If you look at my home, I have at least a collections of 2,000 or 3,000 books.
所以有的时候我去 Lexington 讲到，我就把家里的一些工具书啊、解经书呢、好的这个实用的工具书呢，就送给那里的弟兄姐妹们。
Sometimes I go to Lexington to give a sermon over there, so I will bring some very useful books from my home and brought it to Lexington to give to the brothers and sisters in the church in Lexington.
那我最近看到的一本呢，有关这个仆人领导方面的书籍，属灵书籍。
Recently, I read a very good a spiritual life development book. It's about to be a good humble servant and to develop leadership.
它特别讲到新约里面的巴拿巴。
It especially talk about the character in the New Testament. His name is Barnabas.
Barnabas 是一位非常好的仆人。
Barnabas, he was a great, excellent servant and also an excellent leader.
为什么这么说？
Why we say that?
因为巴拿巴他不但不嫉妒保罗，而且不断地帮助保罗成功。
Because Barnabas, he was not only not jealous toward Paul, and he was constantly helping Paul to be successful.
我们知道保罗在大马色的路上遇到主耶稣以后呢？
Because we all know the story, on the way to the city of Damascus, Paul met our Lord Jesus.
那保罗的生命就整个的翻转过来了。
The entire life of Paul had changed.
那后来保罗呢要去耶路撒冷呢去拜访当时的属灵的领袖。
At that time, Paul went to the city of Jerusalem to visit all the spiritual leaders and the disciples in the city of Jerusalem.
包括彼得啊、雅各啊，很多当时耶路撒冷的领袖。
Like Peter and Jacob, a lot of leaders of spiritual life.
但是你知道是谁第一个接待保罗的呢？
Do you know who was the very first person who welcomed Paul?
你们猜猜看。
You can give a guess.
哎，很好，是巴拿巴，是他巴拿巴第一个接待保罗的。
That's right. That was Barnabas. He was the first person who welcomed the Apostle Paul.
巴拿巴也是第一个信任保罗的领袖。
Barnabas was the very first leader who trusted Paul.
我们需要来读一下《使徒行传》的9:26-27。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 9:26-27.
好，二十六，一起来，请。扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎么样看见主，主怎么样向他说话，他在大马色怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都诉说出来。
When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him apostles. He told them how king on his how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus.
我们可以想象一下当时耶路撒冷的情形。
Let's imagine the situation and the atmosphere at that time in the city of Jerusalem.
就是当这个保罗进了这个城以后呢，当时就有人告诉使徒啦。
When Paul entered to the town, someone already ran to the disciples, told them the news.
保罗很想去这个拜访当时的这些领袖喽。
Paul was extremely eager to visit all the leaders at the time.
但是当时耶路撒冷的这些领袖呢，非常怀疑保罗他说的是真的还是假的。
But at that time, the leaders in Jerusalem was extremely suspicious and afraid of Paul. They didn't know what he said is true or not true.
因为保罗以前是大大逼迫基督徒。
Because Paul, he used to be a person accused greatly for Christians.
所以当这个巴拉巴带着保罗去参加使徒们聚会的时候
So when Barnabas took, brought us Paul to the gathering of all the disciples
啊，你可以想象当时的气氛一定是很这个沉默啊，很尴尬的嘛
Well, you can imagine at that time the atmosphere must be so awkward and it probably full of silence
但是巴拉巴他有勇气，他就站起来分享了保罗整个转变的过程给啊当时的领袖们听。
But Barnabas was so encouraged, and he stood out and stood up and told all the leaders and the disciples what happened to Paul, and he has preached fearlessly to many many people. He told that story to all the disciples there.
可见。因为巴拿巴的大力推崇，所以这些领袖们就相信了保罗的话。
Therefore, the disciples believed in what Paul said. It's all because Barnabas, told the truth and fearlessly told all the disciples what happened to Paul.
那后来呢？保罗就成了一位非常伟大属灵的领袖。
Later on, Paul became a great spiritual leader.
然后巴拉巴他自己宁愿退居幕后
And then later on, Barnabas rather to back off, stay behind.
他愿意让保罗成为第一位啊，就是在前线的领袖
And he rather Paul to become the frontline leader.
巴拉巴的特点就是他不但不嫉妒保罗，而且帮助他成功
The character, special character, virtue of Barnabas is.Was he was not only just not jealous of Paul, he was constantly helping Paul to be successful, to be a successful leader.
这是我们需要学习的。
That's something we need to learn from Barnabas.
请大家来读雅各书的一章九节。
Let's read the book of Jacob, chapter one. The book of James.
好，一起来请。卑微的弟兄，身高就当喜乐。
Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position.
卑微的弟兄，身高，然后呢，我们就当怎么样？喜乐。
Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position.
如果今天教会里面年轻的小弟兄，哎呀，他啊升做执事了啊，他成熟了，他升做执事了，那我们应该怎么样？欢喜快乐。
Well, if some young brother in the church, some young brothers in the church keep growing, become more mature, become part of the deacon board, we should be so happy for them.
不应该嫉妒他。
Cannot be jealous.
因为圣经是这样教导我们。
Because that's what Bible scripture tell us.
所以你从巴拉巴的身上再对照这个撒母耳借着扫罗王，就成了一个明显的对比。
So if you look at the life of Barnabas, and if you look at the life of King Saul,It is just a, you know, it's a pretty big contrast.
如果当时的扫罗王他心胸宽大的时候，啊，心胸宽大的话呢，他应该非常高兴。
If at that time King Saul had a big and genuine heart, he should be happy for David.
但是扫罗王掉在人性的老我，掉在自己的罪的里面。
But King Saul fall into the trap of the human being's nature.
所以他产生了强烈的嫉妒。
Therefore, he had great jealousy for David.
这个强烈的嫉妒引发他的杀机，他就想要杀死大卫。
He was so jealous of David, he even had a mentality he wanted to kill David.
啊，你看嫉妒可不可怕
？Well, look at jealousy. Isn't that scary and fearful?
今天，请问今天在社会上是不是还有很多嫉妒的事情发生呢
？Now in our society, is there a lot?Jealousy, things like that happen.
那讲到实际的应用，那我们到底怎么样能够得胜这个嫉妒呢
？Let's talk about a daily application. How do we conquer the jealousy?
啊，有两个重点帮助。
Two important things, two important rules we can apply.
啊，我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
第一个重点就是我们需要求神的爱，求神的爱充满在我们里面。使我们的心胸宽大。
The very first thing is, let us all pray. Pray God bless us to have a big and a genuine heart and go back.
这个很重要。
That's very important.
如果我们没有神的爱充满我们，我们就很容易有我们的老我主。
If we don't have God's great love to fill us, the old me, old ourself will come back again.
哎呀，比我们差的，我们心里面有点瞧不起。
Well, if they're not doing as good I am, I just look down them.
比我们好的，恩赐很多的，我们就不知不觉很容易产生嫉妒。
Well, if someone is doing better than me, I feel like they receive more blessing than I do, and just naturally the jealousy will rise up.
因为这是人的本性，这是人的老我。
That's a human being's nature, our own ourself.
但是如果我今天下定决心，我就是求神的爱充满在我里面，浇灌我在我里面，就不一样。
But today, if I formally pray, God, please fill me with your great love. Well, that will be different.
因为我的心就整个宽大起来。
Then I will have a big and a genuine heart.
我们就可以胜过嫉妒。
Then I can win over the jealousy. I can conquer the jealousy.
第二个重点。
The second important rule.
就是明白现阶段神给我的是最适合我。
You got to understand. Truly understand that whatever God gives to you now, it is the most suitable for you at this moment.
只要我们真正的能够做到这两点，我们就绝对不会去嫉妒。
If we truly apply these two important rules in our daily life, we won't be jealous for other people.
因为相信大家都同意的。
Well, I'm pretty sure you all agree with it.
就是求神保守我的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Because you pray, God bless your heart more than anything else, because everything in life is from your heart.
所以我们基督徒的心必须要宽宏大量。
Therefore, as a Christian, we need to have a big and genuine and kind heart.
不要去跟人家去计较。
Well, don't just always care those small things with other people.
主耶稣在四福音里面讲过很多遍，要我们学习饶恕别人。
For the four books of the Gospels.And Jesus keep telling us we need to always learn good things from other people.
你想一想。
Think about it.
如果一个人他心眼很小。
If this person really doesn't have a big and genuine and kind heart.
心胸狭窄。
Well, always get fussed out of small things.
他怎么可能去饶恕别人？
How can this person forgive other people?
而他自己过得不愉快。
Because he's not a happy person.
因为他把这个苦毒把这个不舒服呢老是放在心里。
Because he keep accumulating the sadness and unfairness in his heart.
那当我们做了神的儿女的那一天开始，我们就不一样。
One day when we become the children of God, we should be different.
因为我们每一位弟兄姐妹都领受一个从神而来的新生命。
Because every single brother and sister, when you become Christian, you receive the new life from God.
我们就有一颗宽宏大量的心。
That we should have a big, genuine, and kind heart.
特别是做教会领袖。
Especially when you are church leaders.
绝对不能小心眼。
You cannot. You have to have a genuine heart.
如果你心一大，什么事情都好办。
If you have a big and a genuine and kind heart, everything will be easier.
卑微的弟兄身高就当什么？喜乐。
The humble brother got to lift up, you should be happy for them.
卑微的弟兄身高，你欢喜快乐都来不及了，你怎么会去嫉妒他呢？
The humble brother got to lift up, you should be so joyful for them. Where did that jealousy come from? Nowhere.
如果你能为神的国度、神的教会栽培更优秀人的出来，你高兴都来不及。
If you help to develop spiritual leaders and leaders in the church,For church, for God's kingdom, you will be so joyful.
如果你能带领出来一个非常优秀的这个人才，为神的国度，你高不高兴？
If you develop a great leader for God's kingdom, shouldn't you be happy?
我们华人成语真的很好。
Our Chinese have a great old saying.
青出于蓝，怎么样？胜于蓝。
If you're good, someone can be better than you are.
大家都知道我很喜欢打乒乓球。
Well, everyone know I love to play ping pong.
两年以前我一来的时候，请了一个教练教我。
2 years ago, I had a coach. The coach started to train me for ping pong.
他是我们路易维最厉害的2100分。
Wow, in the city of Louisville, he is the greatest ping pong player. He had score of more than 2100.
我现在大概只有1500分。
Now my level is about score of 1500.
如果我的教练教我，有一天我能够胜过他，比他打的还好，我能够打到2200分，你说我这个教练高不高兴啊？
The coach told me, if one day I can be even better than him, if I score 2200, don't you think the coach will be so happy for me?
我们当中有很多做老师的。
Well, now we have a lot of brothers and sisters. You guys are teachers.
如果你的学生比你还棒，是你教他的，比你还有更好的成绩，你这个做老师的高不高兴？
If you're a teacher, if your students become superior than you are, do much better than you are as a teacher, don't you be more happy for the courses?
卑微的弟兄，身高就当欢喜快乐。
Humble brothers got lifted up, you should be happy for them.
我们常常说啊，基督徒要效法基督。
Well, we always say, as a Christian, you need to live a life like Jesus.
效法基督什么？
What do you want to do in order to be like Jesus?
我们要以基督的心为心。
You need to have a heart like Jesus Christ's heart.
基督耶稣的心，第一个让我们想到就是基督耶稣的心是一个宽大的心。
When we think about Jesus Christ's heart, the first thing in our mind is Jesus Christ loving, big, genuine, gentle, kind heart.
这个当然也要我们不断的去操练。
Of course, we need to keep practicing that.
就是我们在生活当中，在侍奉中，不要去跟人家比较。
Therefore, we need to during our daily life and during the time we're serving, don't compare yourself with other people.
如果人家批评你一下或者说你两句没有关系。
If other people come to criticize you, that's okay. Let it go.
一笑置之。
Well, let it go with a big smile on your face.
但是我们要学习谦卑我们自己，自己问自己。
But we need to learn how to humble ourselves and do self-examination.
我的侍奉能不能在主的面前交账
？I serve my service can that get a good report card in front of God?
我平常的生活是不是有一个好的见证
？My daily life is that a good witness for God?
我的做人处事，我的态度是不是可以容身一人
？Well, my attitude toward other people in my daily life is that beneficial to other people and beneficial to God?
其实别人的这个批评论断都没关系，都不重要。
Other people's criticism is not important at all.
重要的是耶稣基督怎么看你。
The important thing is how Jesus Christ looks at you.
因为有一天。我们都要向主自己去交账。
Because one day we all need to come in front of Jesus and be responsible for our actions.
我是不是一个忠心、热心、充满爱心的主的门徒
？Am I a devoted and enthusiastic disciple and follower for Jesus?
这个才是最重要。
That is the most important thing.
我们今年教会的主题仍然在。做主门徒，传主福音。
This year, the mission our church is still be the great disciple for Jesus and spread out the good news gospel.
那怎么样做主的一个好门徒呢
？How can you become a great disciple for our Lord?
第一个大事就是每天求主爱的充满，求主爱的浇灌。
The first thing, very important.First thing, every day you pray, God, please fill me with your great love.
这样你不但没有骄傲嫉妒，而且你充满了温柔和谦卑。
In this way, you won't be arrogant. You won't be just a self pride. You will be very humble.
如果你不断的这样操练，你整个的这个生命就会不一样。
If you keep practicing that, your life will change.
同意的人请说。
If you do.Okay, please say amen.
要操练。
You need to practice.
我们彼此鼓励。
Let's encourage each other.
我常常说北美的基督徒啊，知道很多。
Well, I always say the Christians live in the North America. You have a lot of knowledge.
但是真理不是单单停留在头脑里面。
But the truth is not going to be just stuck in your brain.
真理要活出来，要不断的练习，不断的改进。
You need to live in the truth and practice, apply to your daily life.
你活出一个耶稣基督的生命，就能够吸引人来到主。
You need to live a life like a Jesus Christ life, then you will attract other people coming closer to Jesus.
所以只要我们求主爱的充满，我们就可以得胜基督。
As long as we pray, ask God to fill us with His great love, we can conquer the devil.
第二个重点就是要明白现阶段神给我的是最合适的。
The second thing we need to firmly remember and understand that.No matter what God gives to me today, now, presently, is the most suitable for me.
如果你在你的公司啊做了很久，十年啊，你也是非常认真努力的工作了十年。
If you work for your company for more than 10 years, you were so devoted and worked very hard.
但是当公司要提拔升迁啊的时候呢，没有升迁到你，升迁一个比你还年轻啊做事更少的人啊，升迁到他。
Well, but if there was an opportunity of promotion instead of you, the company chose a person who was with the company last year, more junior than you are, and did not do as much as you did, he got a promotion.
这个时候你也不需要愤愤不平。
Well, at that time, please do not feel unfair.
因为你需要明白一个真理。
You need to understand one truth.
就是现阶段神给你的。
You got to understand, whatever God gave to you now is the most suitable for you.
我知道不容易。
I know it's not easy.
你会觉得不公平。
Well, you will feel unfair.
但是想一想旧约里面约瑟的故事。
But think about the story of Joseph in the Old Testament.
啊，约瑟的故事大家都很熟悉。
The story of Joseph's story, everybody knows it.
啊，约瑟有很多的哥哥。
Joseph had a lot of brothers.
但是他老爸呢，特别疼爱这个约瑟。
But Joseph's father just really loved Joseph.
啊，所以他老爸呢就给约瑟呢啊一件很漂亮的彩衣。
Therefore, Joseph's father gave him a beautiful, splendid, colorful clothing.
那这个爸爸又特别偏爱约瑟。
And Joseph's father just really loved Joseph, sort of like more than other his brothers.
以至于他的哥哥都非常嫉妒约瑟。
Therefore, his brothers were all jealous for Joseph.
啊，约瑟年轻的时候呢，就被他的哥哥卖到埃及去了。
When Joseph was very young, he was sold by his own brothers to the land of Egypt.
然后在埃及的有钱人家做奴隶。
He was a servant in a rich family in Egypt.
约瑟的心里当然非常痛苦嘛。
Of course.Joseph's heart was very sad.
但是约瑟从来没有埋怨神。
But Joseph never complained about God.
啊，你仔细去读圣经的话。
If you do carefully read the Bible,
约瑟从来没有埋怨过神。
Joseph never complained about God.
在约瑟的人生的每一个阶段里面，约瑟都尽他的本分，把事情做好。
Every single step of Joseph's life, Joseph tried his best to do his best.
后来呢，约瑟就升成为总管家了。
Then Joseph became the chaplain of his master.
即使做了总管家，约瑟仍然很谦卑，他一点都不骄傲。
Even though as a main chaplain.Joseph was not arrogant at all.
他仍然尽忠职守啊，把这个事情都做得很好。
Well, he still tried all his best to try to take care of everything.
后来这个女主人啊，诱惑约瑟。
Then later on, the master's wife, Joseph's master's wife, tried to tempt Joseph.
但是约瑟因为不敢得罪神，所以没有犯罪。
Joseph did not want to be offensive to God, and he did not commit sin.
但是男主人呢，却把约瑟下到监狱里去。
But the master thrown Joseph to the prison.
大家去想想约瑟的心理的这个过程。
Well, think about it. How Joseph felt in his truly in his heart.
如果你是他
，If you were Joseph,
你会有什么感受
？How do you feel?
你关在那监牢里面。
Well, you were locked in the prison.
哦，约瑟受了很多的委屈嘛，都是冤枉。
Of course, Joseph experienced a lot of a tough time, which he shouldn't even endure.
但是你仔细读圣经，你发现约瑟从来没有埋怨神。
But if you read Bible carefully, Joseph never, never complained about God.
约瑟对神是有信心的。
Joseph had great faith in the Lord.
约瑟继续信靠神。
Joseph continuously had great faith and trust in God.
约瑟对神的相信和依靠从来没有改变。
There's no change for Joseph, faith and trust in God.
哦，这个相当不容易。
That was not easy.
也是我们都要学习的。
That's something all of us need to learn.
长话短说。
Well, make the story short.
那后来约瑟做了埃及的宰相。
Then later on, Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt.
而且他是一个非常有智慧的宰相。
He was a very wise prime minister.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他储存了很多的粮食，避开了当时的大饥荒。
When there was a harvest years, he accumulated a lot of food, so they avoid the big famine.
还有更美的一幅画面。
Well, there's another more beautiful picture.
就是后来他饶恕了他所有的哥哥们。
Later on, Joseph forgave all his brothers.
而且看见了他所爱的爸爸。
And he saw his beloved father.
全家大团圆。
What a beautiful, peaceful family picture.
啊，那个结局是非常美的。
It's a beautiful, beautiful ending.
那约瑟的一生可以用三件衣服来代表。
For the entire life of Joseph, we can describe the main analogy in three pieces of clothing.
让我们读一下好吗
Let's read it.
彩衣、囚衣、宰相。
Colorful clothing, prisoner's clothing, and prime minister's clothing.
那约瑟的经历给我们什么启示呢
The experience and the story of Joseph, what do we learn from that?
那个重点就是约瑟明白在他人生的每一个阶段神的恩典都够我用
The important thing is Joseph firmly remember firmly believe every single step of his life God's blessing is always good enough for him
所以即使你今天有一些委屈
Even though today you feel unfair
即使今天公司升迁是另外一个人而不是你
Even though today the company promote another person
你也要了解一件事。
You got to understand one thing.
在现阶段，神给我的恩典够我用。
Now God's blessing for me today, presently, it's good enough for me.
千万不要去嫉妒别人。
Don't be jealous toward another person.
当然，自己也不要灰心丧志。
Of course, don't be depressed, lack your confidence.
你只要啊尽忠职守，在神的面前做好你当做的工作。
As long as in front of God, you do everything you should do, try your best.
我可以向你保证。
I can promise you.
当神的时间到了，神的时间到了，神自然会提拔你升迁。
When the time is right, if God think time is right, God will give you a promotion.
所以我们对神要有信心。
Therefore, we need to have a great faith.God.
信心不是嘴巴说说而已。
Well, a faith is not just words coming out from your mouth.
信心是一个一生的经历，是一生的依靠。
Faith is your lifetime experience. Faith is your lifetime trust in God.
所以在我们人生，每个人生都有高高低低的起伏当中，坚持有这个毅力，继续不断的依靠神，才是最重要。
Well, in life, everybody experiences.Your easy time, your tough time. Most important thing is continuously, consistently rely on God. Have great faith and trust in God.
这是我们基督徒得胜的关键。
That's the secret of the victory as a Christian.
反过来说
On the other hand,
如果一个人常常嫉妒别人啊，或者是心里面有恼恨，他怎么可能有平安
？If this person will always jealous toward other people, always feel and fear and happy. How can this person be happy and joyful?
那么做了主的门徒和世界的人有什么不同呢
If you become the disciple of Jesus, then what's the difference of you and other people in the world?
如果我 我们虽然领受了新生命，仍然活在这个血气当中，和世界的人没有两样。
If we receive a new life from Jesus, but the life we live is still out of our flesh, no difference from other people in the world.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
我们单单有了主，但是却不懂得依靠他，不懂得持续不断的依靠他，有什么用？
If we have our Lord Jesus, but we don't know how to put our trust continuously, constantly rely on Him, then what's the good for trusting God?
我从保罗的身上学到一个秘诀。
I learned a good secret from Paul's story, Paul's life.
保罗不是单单只有了主耶稣，单单只是传扬耶稣而已。
Paul did not just have Lord Jesus, not just tell the good story about Jesus.
保罗的一生是不断的依靠主耶稣度过很多的艰难困难。
The life of Paul, his entire life, he truly, truly had great faith and trust in God. That's how he can, live his entire life.
所以我们需要操练。
Therefore, we need to practice.
就是求主把我们生命中的杂质、生命中的那垃圾通通倒掉。
We pray, God, please get rid of the impurities of my life.
把那些会嫉妒别人呐、批评论断呐、这些口舌通通给它倒掉。
Those jealousies toward other people, the criticism toward other people, get rid of those impurities.
然后装进来的是圣灵所结的果子。
Fill me with the fruit of Holy Spirit.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Those are kind, gentleness, genuine, love, kindness, careness.
每个礼拜你操练一项就可以。
Every week you practice one thing.
比方从今天到下个礼拜七天，你天天操练节制。
Like from today until next Sunday, you practice self-discipline, self-control.
言语要节制。
Well, self-discipline, control, pay attention for the words you're saying.
绝对不要去说别人的坏话。
Don't say the bad things, poor things about other people.
这可以做到吗？
Can you do that?
你们回答我一下，可以做到吗？
Please reply to me.
大声一点
Loudly.
主耶稣都听到了。
Well, Jesus Christ heard that.
可以做到吗？你告诉你说你不要去说人家的坏话。
Can you do that? Do not say bad things about other people.
还有就是节制呢，你吃进来的东西。
And self-discipline, self-control about the food you're eating.
我们知道现在外面这些junk food的东西很多。
We know every day we are surrounded by the junk food.
还有啊，这个。大鱼大肉吃多了其实也不健康。
Well, a lot of animal meat, a lot of fish, those are not healthy food, not good for your health.
所以我们看一下 PowerPoint.
So look at PowerPoint.
单单这个嘴，你看，节制口里所要出去说出的话，节制口里要吃进来的东西。
Control the words coming out from your mouth, control the food coming into your mouth.
是不是很好的一个操练？
Is that a good practice?
非常具体有目标的操练。
It's a very detailed. You have this practice. You have a goal.
你尽量说怎么样？说造就别人的话，说肯定别人的话。
Try to say the words can build up another person, to encourage another person.
你吃进来的东西，梅菜扣肉，哇，这个大蹄膀，我也很喜欢吃啊，这个要节制一个礼拜。
Eat a food, a lot of.Delicious roasted pork with vegetables. Oh, I also like food like that. Please have some self-control.
有的人喜欢吃冰淇淋，很喜欢吃甜点。
Well, some people they just love to eat the sweets like ice cream.
为着你避免你的三高升高，你怎么样？你要节制。
You please be mindful about your high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and high blood sugar. Please have self-control.
第一个礼拜操练节制。
The first week, please practice self-discipline, self-control.
第二个礼拜操练喜乐。
Second week, please practice be joyful.
你要操练喜乐，就绝对不能生气。
Well, if you want to practice be joyful, and you cannot be mad.
在家里，你太太说你两句，你千万不能怎么样？ 生气啊。
Well, if your wife at home say something make you feel like unhappy, please, please do not be unhappy.
因为你要告诉你自己说啊，这个礼拜我要今天我要超越喜乐。
You need to keep reminding yourself this week I'm practicing being joyful.
雅各书那边说不要单单听到，而且要什么啊？行道啊。
In the book of James, it says not just listening, you need to hear it.
我们听了神的真道要去行嘛，就是要去练习，要去改进。
We listen to God's holy words. We need to practice, apply to our daily lives.
你看，第一个礼拜操练节制，第二个礼拜操练喜乐，第三个礼拜操练温柔，你九个果子啊，不断的反复操练，你的生命肯定不一样。
Look, the first week you practice self-discipline, self-control. Second week.You practice being joyful. Third week, you practice being genuine and tender and careless. Then, in 9 weeks, you can practice one round of that nine Holy Spirit fruits.
因为神的话是有能力的，是大有功效。
Because the holy words are powerful, are efficient for our lives.
因为神的话能够改变我们内在的生命。
Because the God's words.Can really change our internal life.
何况还有圣灵在我们的里面常常替我们带领。
And also on top of that, Holy Spirit keep working in our heart.
所以求主帮助我们活学活用。
Therefore, God, please help us learn it and practice in our daily life.
就是真理要生活化，生活要真理化。
Well, that means you know the truth. You need to.Put the truth, apply it to your daily life, and live out of it.
今天的题目是如何得胜基督呢？
Today, the topic of the sermon is how to conquer and win over the jealousy.
两个重点。
Two important things.
好，我们看 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
就是求神的爱浇灌在我里面，使我的心胸宽大。
You pray, praying, Lord, please fill my heart with your great love.
明白现阶段神给我。是最适合。
Truly understand, whatever God gave to me now is the most suitable and the best for me now.
所以结论就是不要去和别人比较。
So the conclusion is, please do not compare with other people.
你实在要比，就跟自己比。
If you really like to compare, compare yourself to yourself.
今天的我比昨天更有一点节制吗？
Today, myself is it me?More self-control discipline than I was yesterday.
明天的我将比今天的我更像耶稣基督的生命。
Will myself, I be more like Jesus tomorrow than I am today.
好，我们低头预备我们的心祷告。
Now let's all prepare our heart and bow our heads and pray.
在我们预备心祷告之前，有一个呼召。
And today, before we prepare our heart to pray, I have one calling.
就是你听了今天的信息，你愿意开始从今天开始操练这个节制的功课的人，弟兄姐妹，请你举一下手。
Today, if you decide after you listen to the sermon, you decide to practice that nine Holy Spirit fruits, please raise up your hands.
谢谢，请放下。今天早上我们分享的第一堂的题目是如何关怀别人。
Today, we shared a sermon of, well, before this sermon, we had early worship, early service. We talked about how to care for other people.
我有一个呼召。
I have one calling.
就是你愿意主动的去关心别人的这样的弟兄姐妹，请你举一下手。
If you want to initiatelyAnd come out to care for other people. Please raise your hand.
感谢主，好，请放下啊！我们教会真的很有希望。
Our church is full of hope.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
哦，亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美。
Our dear Heavenly Abba Father, we thank you. We praise you.
刚才举手的弟兄姐妹，我们相信主你都看见了。
And the brothers and sisters who just raised their hands, I know, Lord, you all saw them.
求主加添我们力量。
Please give us the strength.
让我们不仅是知道真理，而且不断的去这个操练这个真理。
So we only not just know the truth, we need to practice on this truth.
啊，求你的爱浇灌充满在我们里面。
Please fill us with your great love.
去掉一切的啊，这个嫉妒、苦毒，去掉一切的批评论断。
Get rid of all those impurities like jealousy and sadness and criticism. Get rid of those impurities.
让我们愿意结出圣灵的果子。
Let us to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都成为贵重的器皿。
So every single brother and sisters, we can be the useful, precious utensils for you, Lord.
每一位弟兄姐妹被你大大的重用。
And every single brother and sisters can be greatly used by you, Lord.
成为别人的祝福。
So we can be blessings to other people.
加添我们的信心。
Please give us the strength for our faith and trust.
即使在困难当中。
Even though we're experiencing.Life.
我们的心仰望你。
We have a heart looking for you, Lord.
等候你。
Waiting for you.
我们深深相信，在你定的时间，我们必然能够得胜。
We firmly believe we will be having victory when the time you think is the good time, right time.
我们把一切的荣耀归给主。
We give all the praise.
祷告感谢奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
我们继续